you've been kind of hearing about the medical examiner's office for maybe a year now or so, as they've been, and really longer ago than that, because they've been talking about needing a new facility. And the four counties trying to figure out what to do with it and where to put it and how to fund it and all that has been a hot mess, frankly. And, you know, Escambia County has really dragged its feet and really kind of played, you know, pissy, annoying, we want our way kind of, you know, petulant child about all this. And I thought, well, okay, we probably ought to see for ourselves, you know, because let's see what they do. Let's learn about it. Let's see the facility and see if I can, you know, convey it a little bit better to you. So Candy and I yesterday did what I can only describe as we experienced a life-altering couple hours. I can't describe to you what I saw. I mean, I could do it in words, but I'm not going to. We went to the medical examiner's office. We saw the office facility, okay, which is fine. Lovely, wonderful, bubbly investigators and people there who are, you know, just doing their stuff. And, you know, the job of the medical examiner's office is to figure out why somebody died. Like, that's their job, is to figure out why somebody died. Was it natural? Was it not natural? Either way, what was the exact cause? Is there stuff we can learn here? You know, and particularly if there's crimes, but that's not all they deal with. Okay, they deal with all kinds of other things as well. And so we saw the office, and that was fine. Okay, and then we went over to Sacred Heart, and it's like backseat middle on the hump, bottom back door, barely has enough parking for anything. Like, it's
very... Yeah, we had to ride over together in one truck.
Yeah, because there's no parking.
Five of us, yeah.
Right, so...
Yeah, there's not even parking.
We get there and we wander through this maze of half thrown together office space, you know, to try to get into where eventually we're into the facility itself. And they basically, they said, okay, Andrew, you know, did you eat? Oh, yeah, you told me to eat, so I ate. Just be prepared. We can't prepare you, but be prepared. I'm like, okay, I don't know what to expect. I've seen some TV shows, like, it's not going to be like that. And I said, okay, fine. So we walk in, and oh my God. Like, most people never see dead bodies.
Yes, I would imagine that so.
And this is pretty gross, but most people never smell dead bodies, okay? I will never ever forget this smell. I was having smell flashbacks all day yesterday and even today, like, still. And Candy, you've been around this before. You studied to be a funeral director.
That's right. I studied to be a funeral director. I wanted to go into pathology because I loved a TV show called Quincy. So
I grew up watching Quincy.
Show, right. Yeah. You do. You want to solve crimes and you want to do this. And I thought I could do funeral directing to supplement my medical school. And so death is static to me too, like it is to these people.
It's just a fact. There it is.
Just right. So I've seen before, but oh my God, never to that capacity. And the fact that they have to share that with the morgue.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, and it's not like people see it on TV and you have a completely,
and
not talking about the smell
very,
and the look.
It's this very sanitary, high-end, glossy kind of situation. And we walk in here and it's,
you know, bright, like, there's a bunch of surgical techs that are examining and investigating these bodies.
Right,
and
so you have
autopsies.
A bunch of, you know, naked, dead people laid out with various kinds of trauma and wounds. And
like a lot.
A lot.
Like
10, okay?
Minimum.
And they have three areas where they're doing the autopsies, okay, three workspaces.
Like bays, right.
And I don't know what I was expecting, but it wasn't that. And it was... I saw more in one day of horrific things than I hope to ever see again in my life. And, you know, you think, well, I've seen horror movies and I've seen, you know, Bones and I've seen,
right.
And it's just different when it's real people, real life, you're seeing it in front of you. And again, the smell, I cannot possibly communicate to you how powerful that is. And so, you know, and they're like, are you okay? And I'm fine, you know. And in fact, afterwards, found out that was like an extra bad day, you know, for their average. But even
that was
afterwards,
a higher
I
was than average
higher
Tuesday.
Than average.
They didn't say it was a bad day. They said Monday was worse because Monday you get all the bodies from the weekends.
Right, because they don't work on the weekends,
right.
Okay? So, and they're just checking up with me, and I was texting back and forth with the medical examiner, Deanna Olesky, last night. And she's like, man, you guys did amazing. Like, most people pass out or get sick at, you know, because it's hard. And she said our office staff was all like amazed that you guys both handled it so well. And I'm like, well, I handled it. You know,
oh,
I don't
gosh.
Know about well, but okay. But the reason I'm telling you all this is vital work that these folks are doing. I mean, this is essential, like figuring out what happened to your loved ones, figuring out what happened at the crime scene, figuring out, like, they're investigators, you know, they're detectives who are going in there for the purposes of, you know, medical examination. And then if there's crimes, building cases and evidence in order to convict people of a homicide, or to figure out that it was a suicide, or to figure out that it was a suicide that looks like a homicide, or a homicide that looked like a suicide because it was made to look like that, or it's a drug overdose. No, it's a murder that was made to look like a drug overdose, which is not that rare, unfortunately. That does happen. And all of the reasons that people die, it's just, and then to see the condition they have to work in, that's what I found so offensive, is because this work that I didn't really understand that well before and now have a whole new level of respect for, to see the condition of the facility, that it is clearly overjammed with the work they have to do, that there's not enough space, and that the space they do have is not of the quality you want. I mean, I'm going to have some videos to share. It will not be of anything that's you cannot photograph or video corpses or anything like that, and I wouldn't anyway. It's so, I mean, all the taboos that you have about bodies and nudity and just all of that stuff, it's very difficult for a layman to kind of walk into that environment and then experience it, and we did. And all I'm telling you is that if these folks say they need something, and the county commissioners, particularly in Escambia County, two of whom have not even been to the facility, Lumen May and Stephen Berry, two of whom have been to the facility, but only for, like, when it's not doing autopsies, Jeff Bergosh and Robert Bender, and one of whom who's done autopsies himself, Mike Kohler. So Mike Kohler is the one who says, oh, they need a new facility. They are clearly overworked in that facility. That facility is not adequate to the task, and we should definitely support them moving to a new one. So he's the one kind of against the four that's saying that, and he's the only one that really knows what he's talking about. Period. I mean, period. He knows. He's saying what should be done, and the other four, two who have seen but not autopsies and two who haven't seen at all, are like, well, I don't really know if it's all that bad. Dude, you need to go and see what I saw. I'm telling you.
It's that bad. And yeah. I used to work, like, kind of in that, not that profession. I don't even mean to put myself like that, but I've seen it, and it was awful.
So, just again, crucial work that they do, crucial that they get the right support that they need because they are law enforcement. They build cases, they testify in cases, they help convict people. And if they can't do their job properly, that's deaths that don't go properly investigated and cases that don't get made and murderers that go free. I mean, that's it. And by the way, I was angry before at Stephen Berry for coordinating these exaggerated claims by these funeral directors to write letters to his office rather than to the medical examiner's board in the state, which would have been the right authority, and then to somehow or other shuffle these letters over to Jeff Bergosh, who publishes them on his blog, and, you know, to make this public spectacle of embarrassing the medical examiner and ruining, trashing her reputation over these exaggerated and or fabricated claims. Like, they've all kind of walked this back now after we did the interview, or, well, because one of them did, kudos to him, and then the others afterwards. I'm angrier than ever that he would do this to that office, to these people who are public servants and essential law enforcement officers. And, you know, like, I mean, they carry badges. Like, they're law enforcement officers, okay? Officers of the court. And then to imagine that because of this defamation against her and her office, now it's possible that when she goes to testify, you know, defense lawyers can say, you know, well, I mean, did you see these articles? Can you really trust that test? I mean, do you realize, like, that's the implication here. And I know, look, the state attorney is not investigating at this moment, though they've been asked to. They say no crime has been committed that they've known yet. FDLE says no crime yet that they know of. So there's no active investigation, but there's a big records request that's been put in for all kinds of stuff related to this and the Escambia County Commission regarding Jeff Bergosh and Stephen Berry and, like, all their search history and any communication they have related to the medical examiner's office. And we'll see what comes of it. But what I thought before was just shady and petulant, particularly of Stephen Berry getting his feelings hurt, that she tried to explain to them how bad it was by, well, he won't come to see what they do, so we'll bring people to your county commission meeting and we'll tell you how bad it is. And then his reaction to that is not, oh, well, my bad, I should probably do something about this. His reaction is a couple of months later to, you know, kind of concoct this scheme to make her look terrible in public with these funeral director's letters. Like, dude, dude, what are you doing? You are so wrong. This is so misguided. And to have somebody harmed that is so essential to a key law enforcement function in these four counties. It's just, I mean, I was angry before. I'm furious. Just, I, you know, I have to always be cautious. Sometimes I go on the air and I can get a little, my emotion get away with me, but I cannot describe it to you. These are extraordinarily capable people, the ones that I met yesterday, and I'm very, very frustrated. So I don't know whether there's going to be an investigation, or I don't know whether there'll be a law enforcement investigation. I don't know if a crime has been committed. I don't know if there's an ethics complaint. I don't know what's going to happen. Maybe nothing. Maybe nothing comes of it. But that would be a shame if nothing comes of it.